Hey, beautiful people. It's Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. Ever feel like you're running on empty, juggling a million things, and forgetting to take care of yourself? Yeah, me too. But guess what? You deserve to thrive, not just survive. And that starts with creating a self-care routine that actually works, one that fits your life, not the other way around. Because self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. Today, we're diving deep into building a self-care routine that doesn't involve bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome too. We're talking practical strategies, everyday habits, and mindset shifts that will make a real difference in how you feel, both physically and mentally. Ready to unlock your inner superhero? Let's do this. First things first, ditch the pressure of finding the perfect routine because there isn't one. Self-care is personalized. What works for your bestie might not work for you. So start by identifying your needs. Are you stressed? Tired? Feeling disconnected? Write it down. What activities bring you joy, energize you, or simply help you unwind? Maybe it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply. Once you know what nourishes your soul, it's time to weave those activities into your daily life. Now, let's talk about making it stick. You know that feeling when you start something new, full of enthusiasm, and then life gets in the way. We've all been there. To avoid self-care burnout, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire routine overnight. Even 5 minutes dedicated to yourself each day can make a huge difference. Think of it like building muscle consistency is key. Next up, schedule it in. Treat your self-care time like any other important appointment, doctor's visit, meeting, you name it. Block out time in your calendar and commit to it. Seriously, this will help you prioritize yourself and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your week. Here's another tip. Don't wait until you're completely exhausted or stressed to carve out self-care time. Proactively plan for it, just like you would for any other important task. Think of it as an investment in your well-being, one that pays dividends in reduced stress, increased energy, and improved overall happiness. And finally, remember that self-care isn't always about pampering yourself. Sometimes it's about setting boundaries, saying no to things that drain you, and prioritizing your mental and emotional health. It's about taking control of your life and making choices that nourish your soul. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 and forgetting to refill your own cup? That can lead to feeling drained, resentful, and ultimately burned out. But what if you could shift your perspective? Imagine saying no with confidence, prioritizing your needs without guilt, and creating a life that feels truly balanced and fulfilling. That's the power of self-care. It's not about being selfish, it's about showing up as your best self for yourself and everyone around you. Remember that time when you were juggling deadlines at work, managing household chores, and trying to squeeze in some quality time with family? You probably felt stretched thin, right? That's where boundaries come into play. Maybe you learned the hard way that saying yes to every request isn't sustainable. You realized that setting clear boundaries with colleagues, friends, and even family can actually help you feel more relaxed and fulfilled. So, what does a self-care routine look like in practice? It could be as simple as waking up 15 minutes earlier to enjoy a cup of coffee in silence, taking a brisk walk during your lunch break, or dedicating 30 minutes each evening to read a book that truly captivates you. The key is to find what brings you joy and makes you feel good. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's an investment in yourself, your well-being, and ultimately your happiness. So today, I encourage you to start small, be consistent, and prioritize yourself. You deserve it. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-love boost and leave us a review if you found it helpful. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me at She Thrives Podcast and share your self-care tips. Until next time, keep thriving, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.